We find at the end of the Megillah, Mordechai had established that these days should be special days. And the Navi tells us in source number 1, the 14th day of the month of Adar as an occasion of gladness and feasting, for holiday making, and for sending delicacies to one another. Mordechai recorded these events, sent letters to all Jews throughout the provinces of King Ahasuerus, near and far. And then again, it's repeated a few psukim later. What was the day established to do? They would observe them as days of feasting and gladness, which is parallel to the first pasuk, just the reverse of order, gladness and feasting, and for sending delicacies to one another, and gifts to the poor. And it's interesting that gifts to the poor is not found in the original pasuk. It seems to be added. And that the sending the delicacies to one another is before the gifts to the poor. But our overall question for today, and that's the Chochmah HaMatzvon in source number 2, Bishvil ma tiknu b'mishloch manot u'matanos lavyonim u'bishar nisim lo tiknuso. What is special about Purim? That we have the mitzvah of mishloch manos and matanos lavyonim, which are not found in any other holiday. We've spoken about mishloch manos in the past. We'll touch on it again because the two really overlap in today's Shir Mirtz Hashem as well. Albeit our focus is going to be matanos lavyonim. What is unique about Purim that we give matanos lavyonim, literally gifts to the poor? Which then brings us to our second question in Tiva Moadim in source 3. Lama lo nemar utstuka lani. Why doesn't it say charity to the poor? Harenya nashel zua mitzvah histaka. Shekavanara mitzvah halo hilani tiratstaka. Is this not giving charity? What is unique about this mitzvah that it is matanos lavyonim? Why do we call it matanos lavyonim and not stuka lavyonim? Now we know just halacha lemaisa, even though we don't deal with halacha just as a rubric, and 5a and 5b, we're obligated, chayav kol adam, that includes men and women as well, to give at least two manos. Matanos levyonim, matanos is plural, at least to give to two evyonim, two poor people. You have to give each poor person a sufficient amount. It has to be something that they can use on Purim Day, so to give them a check that they couldn't cash on Purim Day, let's say it was a Sunday and all the banks are closed, that would not fulfill your obligation. It has to be something that they would be able to use that day in order to buy, as we'll see, the necessities for a feast. The first two of the Matanos Lavyonim cannot come from a person's Meiser, from the tithe. They rather have to come from your own money, so to speak. And then the rest of Matanos Lavyonim throughout the day can be from whatever money you would like. And we know that there's a special inyan on Purim, which we also have to understand, that Chol HaPoshek Yad Notim Lo, anyone who asks for a handout all year, you can be circumspect. Do they really need it? Is it really true? How much are you going to give? On Purim, you don't ask any questions. You don't ask to see any papers, any vod, any number. You just hand out. Someone puts out a hand, you give them without question. And indeed, that's one of the reasons it's brought down in Otzros HaTorah why we have costumes on Purim, that people would send their kids dressed up to ask for handouts, and that way nobody knew who these kids were, and then nobody was embarrassed, and every child was given, i.e., obviously for the parents, and this way everyone was provided for on Purim. So this is the inyan of Matanos Lavyonim, to give enough, usually to give enough for Suda, to be able to have a poor person enjoy the day as everybody else, and it seems to be unique to Purim. Now, it's interesting, as we began with, originally, in the first pasuk, it seems to say that this day was supposed to be for a yontif. That aspect of yontif is left out, and instead, Matanos Lavyonim is inserted in the second time where the details of the holiday are found. And the Chavetz HaSharon points out very clearly in Source 4, as well as many others, that had it been originally Yontif, which Mordechai wanted, so then of course it would be Matanos Lavyonim, because every Yontif, in order to really have Simcha, joy on Yontif, you have to give to the poor people. That's part and parcel of Yontif. You didn't need to mention Matanos Lavyonim. It would be included in Yontif. Once the Yontif aspect is knocked out, and Purim is a regular day, some people go to work on Purim, so therefore we have to make a special mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim, because it wouldn't be necessarily included in this day, a Mishta and Simcha, a Mishloach Manos. So because it's not a Yontif, if it was a Yontif, of course people give to Evyonim. Of course you make sure that everyone has for a Yontif, right? You have Kimcha de Pischa by Pesach, Malschitim. Of course you ensure that people have Sukkahs. We've spoken about that your Sukkah needs to have poor people in it. We've spoken about this in the past. So once the Yontif is knocked out, what's inserted instead is Matanos Levyonim. I will make one more technical remark before beginning our rubric of our study. That's a very interesting idea that the Shir Shevach points out in source number 6. It's that why is Mishloach Manos before Matanos Levyonim? And again, it has halachic ramification as found in 5a and 5b. If you have a choice, you know, standing in front of you is an Evyon and someone to give Mishloach Manos to. So some people say you give it in the order of the Pasuk. First Mishloach Manos and then Matanos Levyonim. And again, you know, the order of the Pesukim have halachic ramifications to them. The Shiva Shevach, speaking on a more philosophical level, says something very interesting. In the first Pasuk, when it describes how it was a Yontif and you give Mishloach Manos, Mishloach is written with a Vav. It's written Malay, full. The next Pasuk, when it talks about Mishloach Manos, Matanos Levyonim, Mishloach Manos is written Chaser, and Matanos Levyonim is written Malay, it's written full. And the Shiva Shevach points out, and again, we learn from every Vav and every missing Vav, that when we talk about Mishloach Manos in its own right, so we have this idea that the Chol HaMarbe, Lishloach, L'Reyim, Meshubach, the Rambam says that the more you send to friends, the praiseworthy. That doesn't say, the Rambam doesn't say the more fancy you make it, or the more themes you have. It just says there's an idea of Reyos, of friendship. I'm getting, Reyos Hashem, we'll talk more about it today, about the whole idea of when you, you know, create Lech Knosa Kol Yehudim. It's a way of creating Achdus, of brotherly love. The more the merrier, so to speak. However, when we're talking about Mishloach Manos and Matanos Yavyonim, and which of them is Adif, so then which of them is preferable, then Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos is very important, but when I have Mishloach Manos in comparison to Matanos Yavyonim, Mishloach Manos is written without the Vav, and Matanos Yavyonim is written with the Vav to teach us. Again, the Rambam, Ki Mutav Ladam Larbop Matanos Yavyonim, Melarbo Pesudato Mishloach Manos L'Reyav. If you had a look at the entirety of all the mitzvahs of the day, you have money spent on the suda, on the meal, money spent on Mishloach Manos, and money spent on Matanos Levyonim, where should the majority of your money go? It should go to Matanos Levyonim, should go to the gifts of the poor. And as great as the others are, suda is important, Mishloach Manos is important, Matanos Levyonim takes priority. And the question that I'd like to focus in on as we begin our study is the obvious question. When we talk about Purim, Purim is such a day of festivity and a day of, you know, dressing up those, you know, the kids and the merrymaking and the drinking and the whole kidding caboodle. There is a lot of emphasis placed on preparing, particularly as women, preparing for the Suda, making the Suda nice, and who you're going to have the Suda, the meal with. Mishloach Manos, for sure. My kids are already asking me, you know, even do you have a poem, you know, because that's their Simcha of Adar already. It's Rosh Chodesh Adar. Okay, Ima, where's your poem? Where's your theme? There's a lot of emphasis put on that as well. Megillah, obviously, we go here in Megillah at night and the day. No doubt about it. Davening, Gevalt. We'll talk more about it in Mirza Shem today. We've spoken about it. The Tefillah is like, you know, greater than Yom Kippur. Gevalt. All of this takes our energy. Where's Matanos Levyonim? What happens with Matanos Levyonim? Poor Matanos Levyonim. It's one of those mitzvahs of the day, and it just gets, I don't know, short-drifted. Yeah, so if the boys come into my house, and I actually let them in, right, and they're drinking, and they're singing, so you give them some donation to the yeshiva, and, you know, we send out to the rabbi or to whoever, the Matanos Levyonim, you know, before Purim or on Purim for the aniyim, and that's it. We don't really put in, or perhaps we do, and then maybe the shir is irrelevant. But for those who don't spend an inordinate amount of time and energy and mindset on Matanos Levyonim, I'd like to try to understand how Matanos Levyonim is really the core of the entire Purim day, and the way we think and the way we look at the whole holiday can be looked through the lens of Matanos Levyonim. And indeed, in source 7, the Sotva Shor Shavota notes, V'kodem shishlach ha-matanos lavyoni, before you give it, you should say, with simcha tzuma, with great joy, this is, and behold, I'm prepared to do the mitzvah from our Torah of giving, to follow the words of my, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Naton Titein, of giving staka, and the mitzvah to say shakabalo, of listening to our rabbis, of matanos lavyoni, it's a tremendous mitzvah. What is the greatness of matanos lavyoni? So the structure that I'd like to use today is a structure that Rav Moshe Schwab brings in Marche Lev. And I'd like to just very briefly touch on this idea and then use this idea as a springboard to see a similar structure. And this structure is just giving us like a binyan av, a rubric for the structure we're going to use. It's based on Rav Tzadok HaKohen on the Pasuk, La'ihudim haita ora v'simcha v'sasa v'yikar. That Chazal tell us, the Gemara Megillah, Lehudim hay Torah, the Jews had light, Ora zu Torah, that's Torah. They had Simcha, that's Yantif. They had Sasa, also joy, that's the mitzvah bris milah. And they had Vayikar, that's Tefillin. And there's a lot of Torah on it. What does this mean? So Rav Tzadok explains, al pi derech hasod, in a very high way, that each one of the mitzvot of the day corresponds to one of these aspects, and we learn a tremendous amount by that correlation. The way Rav Schwab understands it, I'll just mention it briefly, in 8, Lehudim haitaora, ora zu Torah. What is the Torah, what's the mitzvah of Torah? That is connected to the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, because we know that the Kabbalah of Torah, the receiving of the Torah, wasn't whole until, right, it was like as if we were coerced until the time of Purim. And when we read the Megillah, when the reading of the Megillah reminds us of how the Jewish people received the Torah anew, Kima v'kibla yudim aleim v'al zaram, with tremendous love, ma'avad anes, from the miracle, from the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a reacceptance of the Torah. La'yehudim hayta'ora, Torah, the whole idea of reacceptance of Torah, which is the whole theme of Purim, relates to the reading of the Megillah. The idea of Mishloach Manos is related to the Simcha of Yantif. That the idea of Simcha, of joy, the idea of Yantif, is be able to have two opposites, be able to work together. That's the idea Rav Volbi speaks about. Simcha is, you know, like the neshama and the guf, the body and the soul, man and woman. When two come together, that's Simcha. The Yantif, the Simcha of Yantif, is when the body-soul can join together and have half to God and half to us. That union is Simcha. Mishloach Manot is also Simcha, because most people like to keep things for themselves. To be able to deal with that dialectic of me and another and join together, that Mishloach Manos, that's the Simcha that is unique to Purim. Sason is Mila. That is connected to Matanos Lavyonim, the gifts of the poor. Why is Bris Mila connected to Matanos Lavyonim? Very simple. The whole idea of a Jew doing charity is different than the way the nations. The nations are giving charity very often. I'll build a hospital. One day I may need it. Or I'll do it because, ugh, I feel bad. A Jew does it, V'alach de'vidracha, because this is what Hashem has commanded, and I walk in His ways. And therefore, Sason Zo Mila. Mila is our connection, Bris Mila, circumcision, with our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. When I give presents to the poor, this is because this is the way Hashem has commanded me to deal with other people. And it's not whether I feel for them or I don't feel for them. It's not based on me. It's based on how I can give another person. So what we see here, and this is where I just want us to see this rubric, that the mitzvahs of the day are interconnected. That the Kriyas Megillah is connected to Torah, and the idea of Simcha is connected to Yantif, and the idea of Mila is connected to Sason. It's like there is an aspect of the whole day of Purim is woven together to make one composite picture. And what I like to suggest, and let me explain the rubric, and then we will begin, my friends. We've had a long introduction this morning. Is that if we take a look at these mitzvahs that we just mentioned, reading the Megillah, which is very much connected to the idea of, as we saw, the receiving of the Torah. Mishloach Manos, which is very much connected to the idea of Yantif Day. The idea of well, we didn't mention, the idea of Mishneh V'Simcha, which is connected to tefillin, which is a whole different vort. The idea of Mishnah v'Simcha is also part of the Yantif and Matanos Lavyonim itself. All of these mitzvos are connected to Matanos Lavyonim. In simpler English, Matanos Lavyonim is the thread. It's almost like that blue thread that is found as the cornerstone of the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. It is the cornerstone of Mishnah v'Simcha. It's the cornerstone of Mishloach Manos, and it stands on its own by Matanos Lavyonim. So instead of talking about it, let's see in itself. How is Matanos Lavyonim, giving charity to the poor, connected to the Kriyas Megillah, which we just saw by Rav Schwab? It's really about the receiving of the Torah. When I read the Megillah story, and the Megillah story reminds us of how the Jews re-accepted the Torah, what does that have to do with Matanos Lavyonim? We're re-accepting the Torah on Purim. This is about giving gifts to the poor. It's two separate things. And the answer is absolutely not. And again, this is something we should think about, because we're sometimes so busy on Purim that we forget that it's like a mini Shavuos, it's like a mini Yom Kippur. We're getting the Torah again. Well, practically, how does that impact in my life? So the Inei Yisrael of Weintraub from Bnei Brak, a very big Talmud Chacham, notes the following. He says that the Gra points out that the Midos Tovos him Klal HaMitzvos. The whole idea of Torah is predicated on good Midos. And we know, as Rav Chaim Vital points out, that we don't have Midos as Mitzvos in the Torah, because you can't have Torah without Midos. Derech Eretz Kadmo LaTorah. And this is the whole idea of the way the Megillah ends. Doresh tov lamo v'dover shalom l'chol zaro. That Mordechai was very interested in seeking the good for his people and speaking words of peace to all of his descendants. It's very much the theme of the Megillah. It's the theme of friendship. It's the theme of good midos. And therefore we have to understand that if you want to know what Torah is about, Torah is just not about rules of do this and don't do that. The Iker HaTorah, the asterisk in 12 in Ene Yisrael, he lomod almanat lasos. It's to learn in order to do. Vasiya shakola Torah tikun amido shen klau kola mitzvos. And you want to know what it means to do? It means to be a mensch. You can't do mitzvos unless you know how to act like a good person. This is your kinyan. This is your acquisition in Torah. And if you had to choose from all the mitos, which character trait is the one that is most all-encompassing? It's shalom. Right? Hashem didn't find a kli, machzik bracha, a vessel that was able to hold blessing as shalom, as peace. This is what it's about. Doresh tov la'amo v'dover shalom l'chol zaro. If you had to distill down Torah into what does it mean to be mekabel Torah, what does it mean to really receive Torah, it means not just to learn but to do, right? And we know many people have the idea of many avos ubanim, there's fathers and sons learning on Purim. We have this idea of learning. But learning in itself, as amazing as that is and necessary to spend time learning on Purim, those who aren't learning, what is their Kabbalah Satorah? And the answer is Midos. Midos for everybody. Being a mensch is what the entire idea of what Torah is about. And this is something that we need to understand. And in fact, the Chochmada Matzpun, quoting Rav Naiman, very famous piece in Derech Musar, points this out. He says, you know, there's a famous idea, and he quotes the Saba of Kalmu, says this, that one who sees a sota bekilkula, a woman in her, you know, not in her proper state, then, you know, being punished for having perhaps relations with a man, right, if she's guilty. So, you should be yozer from minayayin. You don't stay away from wine. So the question is, I'm watching this. I'm nowhere near this level of this woman doing what she's doing. I should stay away from wine in case, because wine led to this, it may happen to me. So says the Saba of Kelm, something gewaltig. Nobody wakes up one morning and says, oh, you know what? I am going to be somebody who's going to deviate from the path. It doesn't happen that way. The asterisks in 13, it doesn't happen in one day. It starts slowly until it goes out of control. And that's why you have to nip it in the bud before it gets out of control. When we're dealing with midos, when we're dealing with Darchei Shalom, being nice, being able to have this unity, don't think that, you know, okay, so if I'm not nice one time, it's not a big deal. You're right, it may not be a big deal, but there's something called a slippery slope. And look at Haman. Haman was ready to destroy the entire people for one person not bowing down to him. Could you imagine such a warped thinking? Do you think that happens overnight? No. But it comes on slowly. And when Klal Yisrael saw how you can have someone like a Haman ready to destroy Nev, Zaken, Taf, and Nashim, Yom Echad, everybody, men, women, and children in one day, they said, oh my, if this is what can happen to the human being, like a Hitler, Yimach Shemo, then we have to take precautions now. Purim is our response to Haman's. Purim is our response to what Kimu V'Kivlu is about. Be able to work on being a mensch. Mishloch Manos and Matanos Levyonim. To be able to work on our sensitivity as people. The Matnat Chaim, Rav Yisrael Salomon, sees this so clearly in what the Chavetz Chaim says. So when Hashem, verse 14, opened up the heavens. And what did Klal Yisrael see, the Jewish people see at the revelation of Sinai? They saw Torah's Chaim ve'Avas Chesed. They saw the living Torah and the love of kindness. But Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people at that time in 15, were on the level of angels, and they felt like, you know, I see it, I hear it, but it's hard to bring it down here on earth. And then comes along the story of Purim. The story of Purim is being able to take all of these ideas of Torah's Chaim, of living Torah and Avas Chesed, and putting it into our day-in, day-out life. And that's the lens that we need to understand in the story of Purim. You know, we read the Megillah twice, and it's a nice story, and we all know the story, and we bang in Haman. But sometimes we don't pay attention to the story. We don't pay attention to that which is written between the lines, how Chazal, our rabbis, understood the lens of the story. It's a story about how do you become a mensch. Look at the beginning of the story in 16. Ishu diayabi Shushan Abira. There was a Jew in Shushan Abira. Mordechai wasn't a Jew. He was from Binyamin. Why is he called Ishuhudi? He was Ishimini. Because his great-great-grandfather, Shimi, Ben Gera, who cursed Ish Yehudi, David HaMelech. And instead of David HaMelech saying, off with his head, he says, allow him to curse, because it's coming from God. David HaMelech, the great king, understood that if someone does something to you, it's coming from Hashem. And he didn't kill him at that point. And because of that, Mordechai is able eventually to be born. He's called an Ish Yehudi because of the great midos of character traits of David HaMelech. And when someone cursed him out, he said, let him, leave him alone. It's not him who's cursing, he's a shaliach. He's a representative of Hashem. Mordechai was able to be born. That's being able to work on your midos. Someone curses us out, boy, do we lose it? Ishudi, it's coming from Hashem. So this is a person who's worked on their midos. Another example, in 18. You know, you hear a great piece of news. Mordechai heard that Bigtan and Teresh wanted to destroy the king. You know, when you hear news like that, you can cash in really big from the king. It would make sense that Mordechai should go directly to the king and, or one of his advisors, and tell him. Mordechai doesn't do that. He says, why should I take the honor? Let Esther get the brownie points. He told Esther, you go tell the king, thinking that Esther would mention it in her name, that Esther would get, you know, closer to the king. But what does Esther do? Esther doesn't say it in her name. She says it in the name of Mordechai. Each one is sensitive to the other person. Wow, it's a whole different Megillah. It's a whole different Megillah. And negative character traits also are found there. Haman, Zeresh, you have the whole kit and caboodle there, my friends. Vashti, this is all what we are learning about the Megillah. Kimu v'kiblu, how do you re-accept the Torah? We re-accept the Torah through midos. When I give Matanos Levyonim, as well as Mishloach Manot, again I'm focusing on Matanos Levyonim, but the two are applicable. When I give to another person, what am I really saying? I'm saying to the other person, I care about you. I'm saying to the other person, you know what today is about? Today is flexing my muscles to move beyond the ego and the self. Today is my day to really live the Kiyum HaTorah. It's not just enough to say, okay, you know, I've re-accepted the Torah, Viter. No! Have you really re-accepted the Torah? Let me see how you interact with other people. Let me see how you treat those who are less fortunate than yourself. And I'd like to add here a Nakuda, my friends, that I think is such an important Nakuda. And that is Rav Biederman. Rav Biederman says, this is the Lel of a Rebbe, Baruch Haim, from Eretz Yisrael, 19a. Avram Avimelech Biederman. V'hine yesh ha-choshim shelo nemer mitzvos mataros lavyonim kim la-shirim bali mamon sheish b'yadam lufazer mamas lavyonim. One thing, that the mitzvah mataros lavyonim is for the rich person who has a lot of money to spread around. But the rest of the people, we give, you know, our you know, X amount of money, and that's it, okay, maybe $5 here and there. Ha-emes amru b'derech remes. Of course we have to give money. No doubt, that's the mitzvah. But there's a remes. And the remes fits into what we are speaking about here, what the mitzvah of the day is. And the ask in the bracket in 19a. Ki bechlau mitzvah zu, part of this mitzvah, latet matana shel divrei idud v'chizuk l'mishu ani v'dat v'zegadol yoter v'netinas v'trumas kesef. You know what this is about? It's about being able to give to people through speech. Building people up. People who are poor, not financially, but badat, in their mindset. People who are down and out. As we know, Chazal tell us, Tov ha-malbin shinayim l'chaveiro yoterim ashkeo chalav. Greater is the one who's going to shine their teeth at somebody, to smile, than to give them milk. Because what Haras Panim does is amazing. As Rav Freifeld notes in 20, pleasant conversation, Sicha Na'a, holds tremendous power. If you speak to others with kindness and compassion, you can literally revive and sustain them. You can give them life. You can become a Bonei Olam, a builder of the world, and for that you deserve to reward it. A stranger walks in Beit Shmedrash, you go over and you say Shalom Aleichem. With those two simple words, you've transformed him. In effect, you've told him you're somebody important, you count, I recognize your worth. That is part of the conversation that gives life, that revives, that sustains, that deserves a great reward. That, my friends, is a deeper understanding of Matanos Lavyonim. You know, there's a story, probably in Chicken Soup for the Soul, somewhere or other. Such a sweet story, and there's so many stories like this, of a boy who's like, you know, the Neb in high school, freshman year of high school, who's walking home carrying all of his books on Friday. And the class, you know, macho football star team, you know, most popular guy in town, is walking in the same direction. He sees him and he says to him, you got the picture, right? The glasses, the scrawny kid, you got the picture. He says to him, can I help you? It looks like you're carrying a lot of books. He says, thanks, and he gives him some of the books, and they start talking on their way home. Let's now fast forward 4 years. This scrawny kid, you know, glasses, becomes a class valedictorian. Now he's the head of the swim team. He's you know, Mr. Popular as well. And he stands up and he says, I want to thank publicly. And he mentions that football star's name. And I want to tell you what happened, he said, 4 years ago. 4 years ago, it was a Friday afternoon. I was walking home with all of my books. I was planning on committing suicide that weekend. As I said, nobody cares about me. Life isn't worth living. And I was going to bring home all my books so my mom wouldn't have to go to school to pick them up. And when this fellow came over to me and said, let me help you with your books, and he just started talking to me, casual conversation, I said, wow, I mean something. He cares about me. And I changed my mind. And look where I am today. It's because of him. Rabosai, this is so common. You hear this over and over again. And here's my suggestion. This is my suggestion based on Rav Biederman. Pick now, before Yontif. You want to do it on Purim? Do it on Purim. But Purim is very tight. Pick a few people in your mind who you think are going, or you know are going through a hard time, or who just need, you know, somebody to say, I care about you. And in the Mishloach Manos that you're going to give to this person, write a note. Write a note on what you've learned from this person. Write a note on how this person has inspired you. Write a note on how much you appreciate this person. Write a note that they are important to your life. That is a function of Matanos Lavyonim, and it's a function of Kimu V'Kiblu, of good mitos, of Dover Shalom, of creating peace. And this, another part of the suggestion, you know, has become very popular now to send out these cards, you know, from Stucco organizations. You mail them in the mail, and you write, you know, the cards, the donation has been made in your honor to whatever Stucco, Happy Purim, and then you sign Love the Cult. On those cards, what would it take to just write a few sentences? You know, I appreciate all the help that you've always given me this year. Anytime my car's been stuck and you've been able to give me a ride, you know, you always do it with a smile. And I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot. What does it take for us? Thank you. You know, thanks for being part of the carpool. It's such a pleasure doing carpool with you, right? My children so enjoy being in your car. I don't know, but whatever it is. That's Vidover Shalom. That's creating peace. That's creating goodwill. That's something that really people need. People need that building up, particularly in our age. And that, my friends, as Rav Pinkus notes, is why it's called Matanos Lavyonim, not Mishtokalanim. Because Matanos is Hainu Davar Shenotni Mitoch Ahava. It's something you give out of love. The whole idea of the day is reconnecting to Hashem with love. It's the Kimu V'Kiblu of the Torah, Matan Torah, of receiving it with love. The whole mitzvahs of the day are love. I'm not giving to you as a nebuch. I'm giving to you because I love you. I'm giving to you because I want to connect with you. And part of that connection is writing as well, my friend, as speaking. Give words of encouragement. You see somebody and you say, wow, boys, you're doing an amazing job. Kol hakavod the way you're singing. Or to a person, you know, you look great. Tell a kid your costume is absolutely gorgeous. Build up those little kids who come to your door. Instead of just taking Mishloach Manor and bringing it back and having a whole, you know, exchange rate going on here. What does it take? Build up a little child. Oh, you look so cute as a bunny rabbit. You know, can I give you a carrot? Whatever it is, a kid will feel amazing. That's the Dover Shalom. That's the ability of speech to create this peace. Okay, my friends, that's the idea of Matanos Lavyonim is connected to the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. And as we saw, all the mitzvahs are interconnected with the day. The next mitzvah is the mitzvah of Mishloach Manot, that mitzvah of the Simcha Zu Yantif. What's Yantif? It's the idea of Mishloach Manot. Why did they have Mishloach Manot? So again, it's the idea we spoke about in 22, that divisiveness, on the other hand, can bring out destruction. And you see this by Haman, who's saying they are, you know, Amecham, Afozom, Afora, Ben Amim, they are dispersed among the nation. How does the Jewish people respond? Lech Knosa, call Yehudim, gather the Jews together. Like by Mamar Sina, Kishacha, Belevachad, one nation. Nikolo, Yehudim, Bahrayim, the people come together. Since the Purim miracle came about through Jewish unity, Chazal sought to foster unity and Purim. By instituting the mitzvah Mishloach Manos, giving food packages to friends, they brought people together and strengthened relationships. And as we said, that's the greatest simcha of Purim. This serves as a guarantee that they'll be included in the simcha of Purim together with the whole of Klal Yisrael forever. The whole idea of simcha is the idea of taking the opposites and bringing them together. When the Jewish people are able to get along together, that's a tremendous simcha. Simcha Zuyantav. That's the idea of Mishloach Manos. The idea of Mishloach Manos and connected to Matanos Lavyonim is both of these mitzvos are mitzvos that unite the people together. And that is why Zatam, Sifti Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander, Mishloach Manos, Ish Riehu, the Squiggly in 23, Shaideza Yavo Lekirva Hadadit. The whole idea of the day is bring love, bring friendship, bring brotherly connection together. Oftentimes we think, well, why don't I love somebody? Because, you know, I haven't given to them. Give to them and you will love them. And this, my friends, is the whole idea of the Achdus together of Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. And Yeshua Tashem Tluya Banu, the end of 24. The salvation of Hashem is dependent on that we become one as a unit. Where all of us are serving one purpose. That is Ritzon Hashem. And this is the idea that Nesivah Shalom brings in 25. That Mishloach Manos and Matanos Lavyonim. It doesn't say Stukka. It says Matanos Lavyonim is the ability to create the counter force to Amalek. Amalek tries to bring in an evil of divisiveness. Our response is unity. So if we have the mitzvah of the day of Mikra Megillah, and I give Matana Slavyoni in order to facilitate that mitzvah, which is Dover Shalom, the whole idea of peace and midos and giving Matana Slavyoni enables me to mekabel Torah. The second mitzvah of the day, not necessarily in order, but the second mitzvah of the day is Mishloach Manos. And the whole idea of Mishloach Manos is also connected to Matanos Lavyonim. It's connected to how do I bring about unity? It's I give to other people food packages and I give to other people money and the necessities that they need in order to make a suda. Because both of them are really interconnected. And that is unity. Unity is a prerequisite to defeat Amalek. Unity is a prerequisite to bring the Yeshua, the salvation of Hashem. And unity is the theme of this day. And this is what we need to focus in on. And as the Ashlag, which is a deep Torah, points out in Source 28, Sarich la'asot, kinus, sarich shiyeh chibur ben echad l'sheni. You have to have connection, you have to have love. And he says in the arrow in 28, you want to know what love of friends is about? Listen to this. Kol achad tzarich listakel al hasheni kimo ol tzar yakar. Wow. You have to look at the next person like a diamond, like a jewel, like a precious treasure. And just like you can't have negative thoughts against Hashem, God forbid, you can't have negative thoughts against Hashem's children. And that's why anyone I see on the street, I extend the Shalom Aleichem, I give them gifts, I give them Mishloach Manos, I give them Matanos Lavyonim. Anyone, call a poshe jad notnim lo. You know why? Anyone who extends a hand, I give to them. Obviously, on the first level, that's good midos. I don't say, oh, I'm not giving it to you. Right? That's not midos. That's not shalom. And the second level, it's in order to create unity, but it's more than that. It's in order to understand that unity is predicated on that everyone is created in God's image. It's that idea of unity that we're all the children of Hashem. And that's why Rav Achweigel notes in Lekker Rishimos, previous Mashkiach of Lakewood, Yeshiva Zatzal 29, that when a father has little children, they're all sitting at his table, so there's no difference between the children, they're all little kids. And when the children grow up, and this one becomes, you know, this king, and this one becomes the head of this province, and this and that, and they're all big, important people. But when they come back to their father's table, they're all children again, they're all equal. On Purim, we're all by our father's table, we're all equal, we're all children of Hashem, we're all no tzar yakar. It's matanos levyonim, it's not stukka. Stukka is something you give charity to someone you feel, you know, pity for. A matana is a gift of a friend, of someone you're connected with. That's the idea of Purim. Purim is about we're all friends, we're all connected, we're all in the image of Hashem. This is the way we bring Yeshua, this is the way we bring salvation. So when I give Mishloach Manos on Purim, and I have this feeling of Jewish unity, of giving one to another, I should have that mindset of that love. Wow, I love giving to this person because they're a friend of mine, I love receiving from this person because they're special to me. That same feeling I need to transfer, Simcha Zu Yantif, I need to transfer that feeling, that good feeling, to every Evyon who comes knocking at my door. Instead of, oh, what a Nebuch, oh, what an Otsar Yakar, what a treasure. Sure, I'd love to give you a gift. Not Stukka, a gift. We're all the children, we're all sitting at Hashem's table today. This is what, how Matanos Lavyonim is so interconnected to Mishloach Manos. How is Matanos Lavyonim connected to the idea of Mishnev Simcha? So we didn't speak about the idea of Sasa, which is also a part of joy. So giving Matanos Lavyonim is connected with the idea of joy, with the idea of Tfilin, which we're not getting into. 30. Purim was established as a day of Mishta V'Simcha, joy and feasting, for all Jews in order to make sure the poor would have provisions for the Purim feast and be able to be B'Simcha with everyone else each year. Chazal instituted the mitzvah of Matanos L'Avyonim. However, to prevent the embarrassment of those who were needy, they also established Mishloach Manot. That answers our original question. Why was this unique to this day? Because we want everyone to be happy. So if I just give out to the poor people, so they may be embarrassed. So everyone gets gifts today. You don't know if it's Mishloach Manot, you don't know Matanos L'Avyonim, everyone's giving everyone that day. So it would be hard to distinguish between those who are receiving Mishloach Manot and those who are receiving Matanos L'Avyonim. So on this most simple level, how is Matanos L'Avyonim connected with the idea of Mishta V'Simcha? On the simplest level, it's that we give Matanos L'Avyonim gifts to the poor in order that the poor should be able to celebrate. And everyone's celebrating together. We want everyone to have the necessities for a meal. But there's so much deeper here, my friends. It's a beautiful piece in Tiv HaTfila, Rav Gamliel, who talks about the Kapitul Lamed of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Bayit L'Dovid, which we normally associate with the day of Hanukkah. Rashi notes that this kapitel, our rabbis say, was said by Mordechai v'Esther v'Haman. This is in Sikta Zuta. And therefore this kapitel is very much, this chapter, connected to the Purim story. Listen to this line. Pitachta Saki, 31, V'tazreini Simcha. Literally, I opened up my sack, and it's explained on many levels, which literally means my sack. V'tazreini Simcha, and I get girded with joy. Says the Tiva Tfila, when a person opens her sack of money, and you give money to those in need, Muftach lo shiya b'simcha. You want to be joyous this day? Drinking may be one way of doing it, right? That's a question about the drinking. But I can guarantee you a way that you'll feel simcha. And that is, give stucca. Because when you are pitach the sucky, the David Amelo tells you, v'tazreini simcha. V'inyan hu ki shemahana achemi mimano. When you make others satisfied with your money, you become part among people. And then you're b'shavui b'simcha. Then you're filled with joy. The Rav Scheinerman, O Moshe, klomar shemikaro shel simchas purim gadla v'tifarta liyo makor shel simcha. The job of Purim is not just to be happy, you have to be a mayan of simcha, a wellspring of simcha. That shemeni shovim simcha, from you others can draw simcha. Umeni you nimshachim novim mayanot chadashim shel simcha, from you you can have, wellsprings of simcha. Mayanot chadashim shel chayos v'chayim, lachayot ruach shvolim v'lachayot ruach nidokim. And how do you do that? By making the poor people happy. Then you emulate Hashem. And that's a skula, umaylas purim, that every person can make themselves a repository of simcha. And that is through giving to others. My friends, this gives us a whole different view on Purim and Matanos L'Avyonim. Matanos L'Avyonim isn't something kalachriya. Oh, I have to do Matanos L'Avyonim, let me do it. But you want to make me happy? Okay, I'm going to get dressed up, and I'm going to drink, and I'm going to eat all that chocolate. That's what's going to make me happy. You want to know where simcha comes from? Simcha, the makor of simcha, is by giving to others. That's how you make others happy. And that's the key aspect of what the day is about. And that's why the Rav Gamliel in Stiva Moadim in 37 says, Umilamdenu akatuv derech surata natina. And we learn how you give. Sharei matanos l'avyoni matnat chinam. B'chinam ha-gamor v'mushlam. I'm not giving it in order to have my name on some plaque. I'm not giving it to be recognized. I'm giving it as a matana, as a gift. Here, I love you. I care about you. It's total giving. It's total simcha. That's the ikar of the day. Okay, my friends, let's wrap up what we've seen till now and get to our final idea. The mitzvahs of the day, which are reading the Megillah, the matanos, the mishloach manos, and the mishneh v'simcha, are all connected as a thread running through them, the mitzvah of Matanos L'Avyonim. the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is connected to Laihudim Haita'ora Orasu Torah. It's a reacceptance of the Torah. How do you reaccept the Torah? You live Torah. What does it mean to live Torah? Mitos. The Viki Mita is Shalom. When you're able to build people up, give to everybody, call Haposhe Yad Notrim Lo, you give to everyone you find, give out. That's one I had the other day. Simcha Zu Yantif, that is Mishloch Manos. The whole idea of Simcha is when opposites can come together. That's the Yantif. By Yantif, it's body, soul. On Purim, it's when people are able to come together of various backgrounds. And that's how we've spoken about in the past. You should give Mishloch Manos to people who you have had altercations with during the year. Neighbors who perhaps you don't get along with so well. People who, you know, the ones who didn't invite you to their son's bar mitzvah and you haven't spoken to them since and you avoid them in the supermarket. Those are the ones who you say, you know what? Give it to them. Give it to the people that you want to build relationship with. Mitos tofos, simcha, and it's about unity. Whoever extends a hand, give to them. The more unity, the greater their salvation. The third idea, and that's the idea of Mataros Lavioni. Whoever comes my way, I want to create a yakar. Wow! You are so precious. You're so beautiful. It's a matana. The third level, simcha. Yes, I have to give in order that they should be able to enjoy the feast of the day. But you know what the depth of simcha is? Ketach tesaki v'tas reini simcha. The depth of the simcha is being a mayana simcha, of giving to others, a matati odeo, of being like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the sussel, that's the real joy of what Purim is about. You should get high on giving. Final idea of today. Matanos Lavyonim is connected to, the Ikar Zot Tefillin, which is the simcha of the day, of the Ikar, of the specialness, of the preciousness of the day, comes through the simcha of giving. The Sasa Zumila, and that is the way we give. Matanos Lavyonim 37, Uman Nichbara Yom HaZeh V'Hu Alel Kol Shari Mos HaShana V'Mailos HaStukah. The sussel and the greatest joy of giving is giving, right? So again, vayikar, the preciousness of the tefillin, which is the simcha of the simcha of the day. The final idea is the sussel and is mila, is that the giving of tzedakah today is higher than all other days, and it brings a tremendous yeshua in heaven. As the Kedusha B'nai Yisachar points out in 39, that these two mitzvahs are part of the mitzvah of tzedakah, charity, which has infinite power. Although the Jewish people may have many mitzvahs to accredit, their sins can conceal these mitzvahs and stifle the effectiveness of the help and merit of those mitzvahs can bring. However, the mitzvahs of learning Torah and giving tzedakah, which include gemilus chasadim, acts of kindness, are so strong that it's impossible for them to be concealed by sin. And a person should not say, you know what? Ugh, if I give money, Kushas Levi in 38, I'm going to be missing money and be so resigned. Ugh, they want me to give. No. Ki kevan shigorim chesed b'chol ha'olamos. You are creating by giving tzedakah so much kindness in all the world. Azay mechase abori baruch hu yosif lo kel kacha elef ba'amim. Hashem is going to repay you 1,000-fold for this. You can't imagine what the koach of tzedakah is. I forgot, someone was just telling me a story yesterday where there was a group of people who would be collecting tzedakah. I know the story now. Someone was telling us about their grandfather who was told as a young yeshiva bachur to go collect money for yeshiva students and poor people. And he wasn't even married, and he said to the Rosh Yeshiva, it's embarrassing, you want me to go, you know, collect tzedakah for people, like, you know, who am I to do this? So the Rosh Yeshiva told him the story. He said that when he was a bachur and he was told to do this, he would go Thursday night with a few friends after learning to go collect for people for Shabbos. And one of these boys who they used to collect with got very sick. And they made a pact with kiyas yad, with, you know, like swearing, that when he would go up to the higher worlds, he would come back and tell them what it's like up there. And the boy died, and he came back to his friends, or a friend in the dream, and said, I want you to know, for our davening, we get a lot of credit. For our learning Torah, you can't imagine what credit we get. But you can't compare all of that to what we do Thursday nights to go collecting stucca. The mitzvah of stucca is so powerful in heaven. My friends, if we would just know this and understand what it's like, we would have our priorities in order. That when I do a list of how much money I spend on all the bottles of wine and all the cellophane paper and all the baskets and all and all and all, how much money I spend for the suda, right? If you serve brisket and you serve nice wine and you... I'm not giving you a menu here. That's not my point. You do that column and you've added it up. Now, do the column of Matanos Sozionim. So suddenly you give $20 for Matanos Sozionim. You spend $200 on Mishloach Manos. You spend $200 on, again, I'm making this up, on the suda. And you spend $40 on Matanos Sozionim. What's shot here? Wrong. The greatest simcha, the greatest sussum, the greatest mila, our connection to Hashem, what Hashem is so devoted to, is being able to give to others. That's where our focus needs to be on Purim. And let me share with you a gewaltic idea. It's an idea we've seen before, but let's see in this context. We saw it in a completely different context many years ago in the Inyan of Yesomim, in Parsha Mishpatim. The Matan Chaim, Rav Matisyahu Solomon, Source 42, brings down the Medrash, where Klal Yisrael said, Yesomim hayinu, we were orphans, ve'enav, we don't have a father. When they relied completely on Hashem after the first destruction of the temple, Hashem said, I promise you that I will give you a redeemer, and this redeemer is going to be an orphan to show you that in the merit of realizing you have no one to rely upon Hashem, you are going to be redeemed. Who was this orphan? None other than Esther, right? Kaylee, Kaylee, Lama, Zavtani, Kapitul, Kaf, Beis, Hashem, if you leave me, I have no one else to rely on. Now, we know in 43 that there's an idea of the Tomer Devorah, that the way we behave down here stimulates a response in heaven. Hashem Socha, Hashem responds. So Mordechai understood that it's not just enough to have Esther as a Yoso. Someone has to act like Avia Yosomim, the father of orphans, that Hashem should treat us like the father of orphans and take care of us. And that's why the Targum Sheni points out, Sheraglam Yushalayim, that Mordechai was put into Golos a first round, then went back to Eretz Yisrael, and then came back on his own volition to Golos, to exile, in order to take care of Esther when she became orphaned. He became the paradigm of a Yesomim. And because he took care of a Yesoma of an orphan, Hashem therefore was awakened to take care of us. Likewise, says the Matnat Chaim in 44, this is the idea on Purim, that when we take care of those who are orphaned and poor, we are then arousing in Shamayim that Hashem should take care of us, who we too have no one else to rely on. And my friends, this is the whole idea. And the arrow in 44, it's this midah that Hashem redeems us from all of our troubles. Hashem becomes the father of orphans to bring down a tremendous amount of bracha upon us. My friends, in this particular time that we're in history, and on every level, we realize we're in Hashem's hands. Every moment, the world is going crazy. People are being killed by the thousands every day, all around us. It's a nutty world. It's a nuclear world. A press of a button, boom. Ein almi li shayim el avi mishmas shamayim. We've no one to rely on but Hashem. When we give Matanos Sozionim, when we care about others, what we are saying to Hashem is, Hashem, we care about those who have no one to rely on. Therefore, Hashem, we want to open up the gates that we who have no one to rely on, you, Hashem, should take care of us. Matanos Sozionim, aside from being the great mitzvah of chesed, that tremendous protection for us, has an added value, an added benefit. It opens up that Sharei Shamayim, that Hashem should protect us. But my friends, you know what? There's another aspect to this avoda. And that's the piece in the Sivah Shalom, very famous piece in 45. The idea in Purim is, V'chol aposhei yad notnim lo, anyone who asks for a handout, you give to them. That's a reference to Lamala, Hashem. Whatever you ask Hashem, there's a greater opening in heaven. Purim is one of the highest days of the Jewish calendar year. And he notes here, that even if something was signed and sealed in the seal of the king, and normally you can't rescind it, Purim is the day to rescind it. We could have had a decree on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Hoshana Rabbah, and maybe Hanukkah wasn't able to rescind it. Don't give up. Purim is the day that you are able to extend your hand. Just like you extend your hand to anybody who asks you for a handout, so too you then have the ability to turn to Hashem and say, anyone who's asked me, I didn't turn any of them down. Hashem Sucha, likewise Hashem, when I am asking you, likewise I'm asking that you, Hashem, should grant me what I need, or I think I need. And the koach of tefillah on Purim, we've spoken about this so many times, it's such a gevaldik koach, whether power, whether it's right after reading the Megillah, Rav Pinkus speaks about to mamash spend a few minutes in shul, to go to davening on Purim, if you normally don't go to davening, go vaseking, have your spouse go vaseking, find time to, if you can able to daven, it's like a Yom Kippur davening, Yom Kippur, try to go to shul on Purim, or at least daven. And my friends, during the Suda, as Mustafa Shalom points out, during the party, Ahasuerus, the king, turned to Esther and said, what do you want? Achatzia machufa tayas, until half of the kingdom I'll give you. The Malkos Shalom turned to the Esther, the Hester in us, the hiddenness in us, turned to Shema during our Suda's Purim, and says, what would you like? We've given Matanos Lavionim all day, we've extended our hand to others, now we're able to ask Hashem, please, Hashem, give us as well. It's a time of gevaldik tefillah, and to utilize this day accordingly. Our final idea, and then we'll summarize, my friends. Rav Meislish points out, in his little kuntritz, Mashe Lotech V'yinatein Lach, we've used the Sefer of Rimur Lufanei Malchiyot, he has different things to think about during different ones of the Pesukim in the Megillah, because the time of the Megillah is a day ratzon, it's a time of favor. So it is very challenging to be thinking and listening and paying attention all at the same time. That's why I always say the Hamans are good for that, so those are the times you can focus. When we say Mishloch Manos, to have in mind that Hashem sends us gifts as well. He's Mashpi Alamo Yisrael B'mei Purim 47, Mechila Slicha V'Kapara Banai Chaim Zona, forgiveness, atonement, children, livelihood, life, Matano Slavyonim. Just like there are people who have nothing physically, there are people who are longing for things materially, spiritually, emotionally. And on Purim, there's a siyata d'shmaya that Hashem does matanos lavyonim, and it gives to us whatever we are missing and whatever we need in a level of matanos lavyonim. A matnat chinam, says the Torah's MS, a free gift. My friends, what we try to see today is the thread of the poorest portion being the core of Purim. That the idea of Purim is about the mitzvah Mikra Megillah. Obviously, it's listening to the reading of the Megillah, but reading the Megillah is very much linked to Yehudim HaTorah, or is it Torah? It's the re-accepting of the Torah. How do we re-accept the Torah? Matanos Lavyonim is the answer. Being able to give to other people. Being able to understand that Torah is about midos. Obviously learning Torah, we're not minimizing that at any level, is important. But the learning has to be Lomo Ramanat Lassos. Dover Shalom L'chozaro. Shalom is the mita. Look at the Megillah with the eyes of teaching you midos. Behave on this day as midos. Not to lose it with our children, like a mini Rosh Hashanah all over again. You know, when they're on a sugar high up and down and their costume breaks, it's all besimcha. It's all good. It's all part of our major plan. This is midos. Midos, midos, midos. You know, all the traffic and all the honking and all part of our midos. That's matanos lavyonim. The next mitzvah of the day is mishloach manos. Mishloach manos, mishtetu, yantif. This is the ability of two opposites being able to be held. When people are able, who are very different, are able to get along, mishloach manos, particularly with poor people, people almost shun them. Oh, you, your problems, you're this, you're that. Give, 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 but don't only give to unify. Don't only give mishloach manos to your friends. give to people who you've had altercations with. Give to people who won't receive. I always tell my kids, find a kid in your class who never gets. Give to them, write them a note on how much you appreciate whatever it is about them. Build people up. That's the idea of the day. Create this unity. The disparity creates unity. We're all B'nai Malachim. We're no Tzar Yakar. We're a jewel. Then we have V'ikar, Eilu Tfilin. The V'ikar is Tfilin. That's the idea of Mishta on Mishta and Simcha on Yantif, the connection we did not do. But this is the glory of Klal Yisrael. You know what the highest glory is? Not just to provide for them, that the nation stand in awe, which is Tfilin, not just to provide for them their needs, B'tach Tosak Yitzrein Simcha. The beauty of a Jew is that we're able to find our joy, our real joy. That's what's admirable about us, our real joy, being able to give to another. That's where we should find the simcha of the day. And finally, Matanos Savyonim, for Matanos Savyonim, Sason Zumila. This is what it means to be a Jew. It's our deep connection to Hashem. The mitzvah stuka is unparalleled. But you want to know what it means to be connected to Hashem? Mitzvah of Mila? I'll tell you what it means. It means that when I take care of others, it stimulates that Hashem should take care of me. When I give to everyone who asks, Hashem likewise gives to me. And this is the power of this mitzvah, that it's greater. The Rambam says we should spend more money on Matanos Lavyonim, the Mishloch Manos, and the Suda, because in this mitzvah are encompassing all the other mitzvahs. We should be zelcha to be mekayim this mitzvah among all the mitzvahs of Purim, b'simcha, b'shleimus, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu should grant us a tremendous amount of Yeshuos and Nechamos for us and all of Klal Yisrael.